Emergency responders prepare for a winter storm, a challenge to a utility rate hike, and state lawmakers take up nuclear energy legislation. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, February 17th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The State Emergency Operations Center has been activated ahead of a winter storm that's due to arrive early tomorrow morning. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
The National Weather Service in Norman forecasts a wintry mix for a large portion of the state, along with frigid temperatures. Meteorologist Nolan Meister says the Oklahoma City metro area has the chance of seeing freezing precipitation as early as Tuesday morning.
Travel impacts likely begin around daybreak on Tuesday, and they might last into mid-evening on Tuesday, especially with how cold temperatures are going to be getting. Roads aren't going to melt very fast.
That's the other danger to watch for, extreme cold. The Weather Service says highs won't make it out of the teens midweek, and wind chills could be as cold as 25 degrees below zero. The highest snow totals will likely be across northern Oklahoma, with ice being more of a concern for areas south of I-40 before transitioning to snow later on Tuesday. I'm Nick Daniels.
Governor Kevin Stitt deployed dozens of Oklahoma National Guard members to help in north and northeastern areas of the state. The teams will work with first responders to rescue stranded drivers and help others as needed. The Oklahoma Tax Commission is trying to claw back $5 million from more than 1,800 taxpayers over payments made through the Parental Choice Tax Credit Program. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on how the OTC is changing management of the program moving forward.
An investigation by the Tulsa World found the OTC is attempting to recapture tax credit payments from families whose students did not attend a qualifying school for all or part of the tax year. Public records also reveal the OTC allowed its $4 million yearly contract with its third-party management vendor, Merit International, to quietly expire. Merit is credited with errors like double-paying schools and families and months-long delays in payments. The OTC is now managing the program. The news comes as Governor Kevin Stitt calls for a removal of the cap on the tax credit program. A bill by Bartlesville Senator Julie Daniels would do just that, but it has not yet been heard in committee. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A state lawmaker is challenging a recently approved rate hike for Public Service Company of Oklahoma customers. Grayson Wheeler has more.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission finalized the rate increase in January, costing PSO customers about $12 extra each month. Representative Tom Gann of Inola is challenging the rate hike, not in his capacity as a legislator, but as a PSO customer. In the appeal filed last week, Gann questions Corporation Commissioner Todd Hyatt's involvement in the rate case. Multiple allegations have arisen about Hyatt behaving inappropriately in front of attorneys representing large Oklahoma companies, including PSO. If that's true, it could compromise Hyatt's regulatory decisions. Gann and two other lawmakers asked the Oklahoma Supreme Court last year to disqualify Hyatt from the PSO rate case and at least two others. The court said it would be more appropriate to appeal the rate decisions after they were finalized. That's what Gann did Thursday. The Supreme Court and Corporation Commission have 20 days to respond. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
State lawmakers are considering the viability of nuclear energy during this year's legislative session. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports several measures passed committees last week.
A bill from Marlow Republican Brad Bowles passed the House Energy Committee Wednesday. It would require the Oklahoma Corporation Commission to hire a consulting firm to conduct a feasibility study on nuclear generation in the state. A twin proposal from Pollard Republican George Burns passed out of the Senate Energy Committee Thursday. Another bill from Burns that moved forward would set rules for replacing retired coal-fired power plants with nuclear reactors or natural gas facilities. Similar bills related to nuclear energy have been introduced in the state legislature in years past without success. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.